coming to you now is Bread of His Presence with your host, Pastor Cameron Urie, Senior Pastor and Bible Teacher at Renton Park Chapel in Renton, Washington.
Well, greetings and welcome again to Bread of His Presence. You know, today we're going to be looking at a very famous story, the story of Zacchaeus. And I think many of us know the story about Zacchaeus, and if you're part of the older generation, like I am, you probably even remember the song, which goes, "Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.'" Now, Zacchaeus' story is a very familiar story to us, and I think maybe it's a little bit too familiar, to the point where we might even think that it has nothing new to offer us. You know, we kind of write it off as this cute little Sunday school story, and maybe a great song. But I think what we need to remember is that this is not just a story for children, and it's certainly not a parable. No, this was a real event that took place in Jericho as Jesus was making his way towards the cross. And as he's headed toward Calvary, when all our minds would be set on the difficulties, the pain, the suffering that we would soon be going through, Jesus takes the time to stop and to meet the need of this tiny little man whose heart was just crying out, screaming out for God. And that alone, I think, should cause us to pause and ask God, you know, what new thing do you want to teach me from this story? How can I apply this to my own immediate circumstance? Now, I want to read verse 10 before we read verse 1. Because verse 10 tells us the why behind the story. Why was Jesus willing to become friends with a person like Zacchaeus? And it's the same reason that Jesus wants to be your friend and my friend as well. It says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." That was his mission. Now, for quite a few weeks now, we've been looking at how ancient rabbis, including Jesus, would often make a reference to an Old Testament passage, often merely by quoting a single line from that passage. And their audience, many of whom would have the entire Old Testament committed to memory, would pull up the context of that verse into their minds. And that context was what would bring illumination into the current teaching moment. And we'll see how Jesus really does that in a very powerful way in the story of Zacchaeus. But first, there's an element of God's salvation, his kingdom coming near, that I think we often miss. And it's something that is so unique. Because we often talk about salvation as if it's something that happens to us. But God's salvation, his deliverance, his coming near to us, is not simply God acting on our behalf. No, it's a coming into our very midst. As you well know, Jesus' Jewish name is Yeshua, a contracted form of Yahashua, which we translate as Joshua, my middle name, by the way. And it literally means Yahweh saves. And there were times in the Gospels when Jesus' name became part of his message. Go ahead and look with me real quick, if you have your Bible, at Luke chapter 19. We'll start at verse 1 and proceed from there. But it says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." Now, in addition to being rich, one of the first things that we know about Zacchaeus is that Zacchaeus is a Jew. We know this first because his name is Jewish, but also because of the fact that Jesus will later call him by this title, a son of Abraham, which was a title given at that time to those who actually were descendants of Abraham. Now, the Pharisees of that day, who were sons of Abraham as well, would not have considered Zacchaeus a son of Abraham because of how they considered him to be living in open sin. He was a publican, a tax collector, or tax farmer, and so they saw him as being in league with the Romans. But one day, Zacchaeus apparently hears that Jesus has come to town. And so, because he's already heard of all the amazing things that Jesus has been doing, he gets really excited. And it says he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Now, in Jewish culture, it is considered very, very undignified to run, because to do so, you have to lift up your robe above your knees. And to be frank, you then look like a chicken when you run. And so if you do run, it means that you do not care about how you look to other people. And that's an element in the prodigal son story, where, remember, the father runs to the son, that we often miss. The father is willing to be made to look like a fool because of his love for his lost son. And I just find it so beautiful how here we see that Zacchaeus, this rich tax collector, is so desperate. He's willing to be made to look like a fool in order to see Jesus. And not only does he run, but he even climbs a tree. Because as the text says, he was of short stature. But there was also another reason that Zacchaeus climbed that tree, other than just that he was short. Because he was a tax collector, remember. He was hated. He was despised by the people. And because he handled unclean money, seen as unclean because it had images of pagan gods on it and that kind of thing, he had been deemed untouchable. And so he climbs this tree both to see, but also to avoid touching anybody who might complain. But look at what happens. It says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Who must stay at his house? Yeshua? What does Yeshua mean in Hebrew? Yahweh saves. Yahweh's salvation. Jesus is doing a play on his own name. Note that because we're going to circle back in a minute to that very point. But look at how Zacchaeus responds. So he made haste and came down and received him, received Jesus joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Now, some make Zacchaeus out to have been a dishonest man. If so, that's not really in the text. Zacchaeus says, if. But nevertheless, he realizes that he has been shown a tremendous amount of grace. And so he's exploding with thankfulness. Now, look at what Jesus says. It says, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. Do you see how Jesus connects his coming to Zacchaeus' house with God's salvation? He's saying God's kingdom has broken through in the very life of this despised tax collector. For what? The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, at that statement, the Sadducees would have absolutely blown a gasket. But why? Isn't that a nice thing to say? I mean, Jesus cares about the lost. What's the big deal? Why would they get angry? Because it comes from Ezekiel 34. And one person paraphrases that passage very well in how it applies here by saying it this way. You priests, you leaders of my people, you shepherds of my flock, you have scattered the flock. You have trampled the grass so the sheep can't eat. You have muddied the water so the sheep can't drink. You have scattered the lambs on the hillside so they've been torn apart by wolves. I will destroy you, declares the Lord Almighty, and I myself will become the shepherd, and I will seek and save the lost. Now, what did Zacchaeus hear Jesus say? Zacchaeus was lost. But a lost what? A sheep. Now, we don't know if Zacchaeus remained a believer, but for what was probably the first time in a very long while, he heard someone say that he was a part of the sheepfold of God. He wasn't a goat, he was a sheep. You know, I think Zac may have cried like a baby after he heard Jesus say that to him, because nobody had said that to him in years, anything like he was a part of the sheepfold of God. But you know, Jesus also had something to say to the Sadducees when he quoted that line from Ezekiel. What did they hear? Once again, this is from that same paraphrase, which is a very blunt English version. But he said, you're gone. How dare you put this man in a tree? That's God's sheep. You've trampled the grass so Zacchae can't eat. You've muddied the water so Zacchae can't drink. You've put Zacchae on a hillside so the wolves are eating him alive. Who do you think you are? God will destroy you. And Zacchaeus may have felt the power of that too, because, I mean, it was almost like he was caught in the middle of something, very, very heated. But it would have been also, I think, encouraging for him, because he would have been like, whoa, this Rabbi Yeshua is saying that God is going to avenge himself upon my accusers? I never knew that God could still be for somebody like me. And that must have been a blessing to him. But you know, there's one more thing. And that's what the people heard Jesus say. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel 34, verses 11 through 12. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. I will bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. What did the people hear when Jesus said that he, the Son of Man, which was the messianic title that he most used of himself, said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost? He's saying he's God. Do you see how Jesus, using his name and all these divine and messianic allusions, he's revealing who he is and how God's kingdom is breaking forth once again through him? But you know, the question for us is, how are you and I vessels through which the kingdom of God is breaking forth into people's lives? Are we praying your kingdom come in the passive sense? Or are we seeking to bring the kingdom of God by actually going out in obedience to Jesus' mission? His calling to us to make disciples of all nations. You know, there are people all around us, just like Zacchaeus. People who need to hear that they too, through faith in Christ, can become children of Abraham. The question is, are you and I going to bring them that good news? My challenge to you today is to do so. Allow Jesus in how you live your own life, in your active love towards other people, but also more directly in your finding ways to share the truths of the gospel, to make his kingdom manifest through you, so that the world might know that his love is unending and is for them. Let's commit to do so. Amen.
Today's episode of Bread of His Presence is brought to you by Renton Park Chapel, a church that is committed to the ministry of sharing the joy of hearing and doing God's Word, and to the mission of bringing people into the life-giving presence of Jesus Christ in and through vibrant preaching, teaching, Bible study, prayer, and ministry to a world that is in desperate need of the healing touch of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry here at Renton Park Chapel or would like to subscribe to the Bread of His Presence podcast, you can visit us online at rentonparkchapel.org or breadofhispresence.org. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening. And may you know all the fullness of having in your life the bread of the presence of God.